Why do the girls need to reach out first? The guys should be reaching out first. If I'm at a bar and I see a guy and I smile and he smiles, he's coming up to me. I'm not walking up to him.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. I hope you hear me, Sintel. Shut the fuck up because you sound fucking stupid.
Same thing with the dating apps.
It's a dating app. It's just sending a message. Why are you still at bars? You're 40. Why are you even still on date naps and bars? You're a bad woman romantically. No exceptions. You're 40 plus years old on the internet talking about dating. You are a loser, ma'am.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
You are not worth approaching or talking to or looking at anymore. I'm not even saying you're bad looking, but who you are as a person makes you not worth looking at. But let's just say she's above average attractiveness, okay?
Okay.
If a 40-year-old man with his stuff together has the courage to come up and holler at you and spit game to you, he has the courage to go up to a 25-year-old who looked like you. You're not the prize anymore. Well, really, you never were. But I get how young women think they're the prize. I'll give it to them. Well, I won't give it to them, but for this argument, I'll give it to them. You're not that anymore. You're no prize to be had. You shouldn't still think you're any type of prize to be had. You're in the clearance bin, so reach out first.
Learn to love it, because you'll have no choice.
But like I said before, the dating apps are trash. They're trash because most of these guys on here, they want a pen pal. And most of these guys are in a relationship, and a lot of them are married. And they're just on these apps for validation. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
And what's wrong with that?
Yeah, why do you think a lot of these women are on dating apps? To get pumped and dumped by 5%ers and get validation by the bottom 95%ers. Yeah. Yes, the dating apps are trash. And if you're a woman at 40 still having to go to dating apps to find a serious mate, guess what? You are too. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow, but your throat's wide enough by this point.
So this is what we're going to start doing. We're going to start going out. We're going out into the wild and we're going to meet people.
But you've been going out in the wild since you were 15 and still haven't met someone.
Remember that?
25 years, a quarter of a century. So you going out now in the wild at 40 isn't going to yield better results.
And for all the men that see this, which are probably not many because my following are women.
Well, duh.
Approach a woman. If a woman smiles, and ladies too, you need to smile. Make eye contact with a guy. Smile. He smiles back. You make eyes. Guys, that's your signal to walk over to her and say, hello, can I buy you a drink?
No. No, I don't think I will.
The men they're truly attracted to don't have to buy them anything, and they don't have to put much effort in. She's been getting pumped and dumped by hot guys who put zero effort in for decades. Do not listen to this hogwash. Imagine being 40 and your dating standards are buy me a drink at the bar. Grow the fuck up. You should be taking kids to soccer practice. No, you should be driving kids to college. Pardon me. You're old, old.
I'm not apologizing to that old bitch. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm 53, completely single by choice, and also no children by choice. Love my life, have incredible friends, and travel is the secret to my happiness. I do not wait around for some man to show up to travel with me.
I'm not getting ready to go throw a party for this hoe. I don't care.
Why are you even still talking about men? If you're so happy, your life is so full, you got great friends, you travel, why even talk about men? They're not even worth talking about. If you were a good woman, you wouldn't have to wait on a man because you would have a man by your side at this age. If a woman got to come on the internet and talk about how happy she is not to have a man, she's not happy to not have a man. Because she wouldn't have to come on the internet and try to convince the world of it.
I do it on my own and have so much fun and usually take friends with me, meet friends wherever I go. It's the secret to my personal happiness. So if you're out there whining and complaining that you can't find a guy and your life is not worth living, then you better knock it off and rethink the way you're living your life, because you got one shot, babies. So have fun and enjoy it.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
Oh,
oh, what do we have here? Pack my husband's lunch with me at 4:30 a.m. Okay, now this is a real pack her husband lunch at 4:30 a.m. because that's how I'd be looking too. Ooh.
Big Macs activate.
Yo necesito 80 mil de estos. I need 80,000 of these. That's a big ass tray. She's sending this man to work a prison. Or is he going to be, is he working a turnaround for 24 hours? Oh, God. Is she warming up the car for him? This man, richer than Elon Musk. I ain't going to lie to you. This is how you know he taking care of home. And she got the little love note.
The black man can only dream, right? Yeah. If you're a black man, you can forget about this if you only date B-dubs. This ain't fucking happening.
You don't know that.
You see what the average Joe Mexican man gets for just being a good, hardworking man?
You don't know that.
What a black man has to be a multimillionaire to get.
It ain't right.
And even then, it only lasts for 3 weeks.
There's not a man on the planet who's been nitpicked and nagged on and critiqued and criticized and attacked into respectability. Here's the truth, ladies. If you withhold your respect until he's acted in such a way as you deem to be respectable, you will damn him to failure. Many of you wives have husbands who aren't respectable in part because you've failed to help them in such a way so that they become respectable. You're still defensive in your mind, and that's okay. You wrestle between you and God on this matter. But hear me when I say, when you look at his weakness and go, yeah, but, you look at a weakness and then you critique and attack him in that weakness, when maybe that's a weakness that God called you to make up for with your helpmanship.
That is not going to happen.
So that his weakness that God called you to meet and complete, instead of doing your job, you attack him for his weakness and then you damn your marriage to failure.
Women don't want to have to complete a man. They don't. They feel like a man should already come to them respectable. And I kind of agree. You shouldn't have to depend on your woman to fix your weakness. Even if that man is operating in that relationship completely respectable, women are going to find something to nag and pick at. They're going to find something to call you out on. It's their nature to do that. It's just their nature. And that's why I say marriage and living with a woman, in most cases, 90% of the cases, it just isn't worth it.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
The number one positive trait I would tell you guys to look for in a woman is a woman who knows how to talk to you with respect, even when she's mad. Even when she's irritated, she still knows how to talk to a man. Even when you're doing something that is wrong, objectively, she still knows how to talk to you like a man. Huge green flag.
You mean it? Thanks, mister.